USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As Russian leaders claim they will be invading a little less in Ukraine, the White House says not so fast. Pentagon spokesperson John Kirby reminded Americans Russia's goal is regime change in Ukraine. White House spokesperson Kate Benningfield says we should believe what we see, and another Russian offensive is a strong possibility.
I think we should be clear-eyed about the reality of what's happening on the ground, and no one should be fooled by Russia's announcements. We believe any movement of forces from around Kyiv is a redeployment and not a withdrawal, and the world should be prepared for a major offensive against other areas of Ukraine.
For the fifth time, Charles Manson follower Leslie Van Houten has been denied parole. California Governor Gavin Newsom on Tuesday blocked her parole, reversing a panel's recommendation that the 72-year-old be freed after spending a half century in prison. We are USA Radio News.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 800-630-1490. That's 800-630-1490.
Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Again, 800-630-1490. 800-630-1490 today.
Or at SwissAmerica.com.